Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Los Angeles, hundreds of police are dismantling the barricades of pro-Palestinian protesters, detaining several people on the campus of UCLA. This after ordering protesters to leave or face arrest less than 24 hours after a violent clash between protesters and counter-protesters Tuesday night that left more than a dozen people injured. Meanwhile, in New York, officials at Columbia University asked police to remain on scene for at least 2 weeks after they removed protesters who took over a campus building. Many are asking their schools to cut ties with Israel and calling on the U.S. to end support of Israel. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back home, after meeting with Israeli leaders in his push for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly seven-month-old war. Hamas is considering a new proposal, but the sides remain far apart. The Biden administration is announcing a $3 billion investment for replacing old lead pipes used for drinking water. The EPA says that could replace more than 1.5 million lead pipes around the country. And Pierce Ping Huang has more.
Lead pipes were banned from drinking water in the mid-1980s, but many homes predate that. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says it's time to get those lead pipes out.
The science has been clear for decades. There is absolutely no safe level of lead exposure, especially not for our children.
Under certain circumstances, lead from these pipes can leach into drinking water, causing brain damage to children and kidney problems in adults. According to EPA, the money could be used to replace about 20% of the estimated number of service lines still in use in the U.S. President Biden is making the funding announcement in North Carolina, a key swing state in the upcoming presidential election that voted Trump in 2020. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump used the weekly pause in his ongoing hush money trial to campaign in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports Trump told the crowds the legal system was trying to silence their vote by silencing him as a candidate.
Trump immediately went on the attack when he stepped into an airplane hangar for a rally in Michigan's bellwether Saginaw County. Among his biggest targets were the legal actions against him that Trump asserts are motivated by politics.
The ultimate verdict on this travesty will not come in a courtroom. It will come at the ballot box.
Trump also repeated false claims of ballot fraud in Detroit during the 2020 election and vowed to, quote, save Michigan's signature auto industry by steering away from electric vehicles and heavily taxing cars made by Chinese companies. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. NASDAQ futures up nearly 1%. This is NPR News. Colombia's president says the country is breaking diplomatic relations with Israel over its handling of the war in Gaza. Reporter John Otis says that makes Colombia the second South American nation to break with Israel.
For decades, Israel has been a close ally of Colombia and provided it with weapons and aircraft to help fight Marxist guerrillas. But Gustavo Petro, Colombia's first left-wing president, is a longtime critic of Israel. During a Workers' Day rally in Bogota, Petro went a step farther, saying Colombia would sever ties with Israel. Israel's foreign minister responded by accusing Petro of siding with Hamas, whom he called the most vile monsters that history has ever known. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.
President Biden today is expected to sign a proclamation expanding the San Gabriel Mountains National Monument and the Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument, protecting around 120,000 acres of land in California. The White House says the expansions honor tribal nations and indigenous peoples by protecting sacred ancestral places while conserving public lands and protecting wildlife. Since taking office, Biden has established or expanded seven national monuments, restored protections for others, and created four new wildlife refuges. In world financial markets, Asian markets ended the day in mixed territory. The Nikkei in Japan down 0.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 2.5%. This is NPR News.